This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the very last band concert show for 2018. I'm your host, Jamie McEwen, and I hope you're all ready for Christmas and looking forward to some quality time with your loved ones. Not surprisingly, we've got a bit of a Christmassy theme for today's show, but before we get on to that, we'll have a quick wrap-up of the Palmerston North Square Day contest that was held a couple of weekends ago. Of course, that was the last competition for the domestic season for 2018. We'll start off with host band Manawatu Scottish Society with their medley. Yeah. good solid performance from the Manawatu Scottish there, and that was enough to secure them the runner-up spot in the three-band competition for Grade 1. You might remember from the previous show that I mentioned current New Zealand champions, the New Zealand Police Pipe Band, elected not to play at the Dunedin Square Day on Palmerston North due to a reported lack of numbers on the piping front. So it was left to Manawatu, Canterbury Caledonian and the Auckland and Districts to battle it out for bragging rights at the end of the year. As it turned out, the Canterbury Kelly backed up their efforts at the Worlds in August, where they were the best of the New Zealand bands, again taking out the top spot, including the drumming prize as well for Champion Drum Corps. This marked the first major victory for the new leadership pairing of the band, which is Pipe Major Jamie Hawke and leading drummer Braden Drummond, and the band's seventh Palmy title in 8 years, which is a pretty impressive effort. It was a relatively close competition, however, with Auckland and Districts winning the March Strass Bay and Real event, but then finishing at third overall in the aggregate. Let's have a listen to the medley-winning performance of champion band Canterbury Kelly, starting with the hornpipe Bet Badenoch.
Thank you.
Great stuff from the Canterbury Caledonian Pipe Band there. And it proved to be a very successful day for the Canterbury Centre bands indeed that made the journey north. I had mentioned in the previous show that the Scottish Society Band were heading up to compete in the Grade 3 event, but I wasn't sure at the time if Grade 2 Celtic Pipe Band from Nelson were also travelling up, but indeed they did. Both bands won their respective grades, with the Celtic displaying some renewed energy and vigour in the drum corps under the leadership of new drum sergeant Kurt James, as they beat up both Red Hackle and the reformed Northland Caledonia band, who are back after a couple of years hiatus. And it will certainly make for an interesting Grade 2 contest in Dunedin when you throw in the rest of the South Island bands, in particular City of Invercargill and current Grade 2 champions St Andrews College. So, yeah, it should be a mouthwatering contest when it comes to Dunedin at the end of March next year. Well done also to the Scottish Society, who continued their winning ways in grade 3, beating out City of Tauranga to the top spot there. We'll finish off the review of Palmerston North with Auckland District's winning performance from the Grade 1 March Dress Band Rail event, starting with the march, the Clan Macrae Society. As I said, we'll have some Christmas cheer for you on today's show, seeing as we're only a couple of days away from Christmas Day. Let's get cracking into it with a wee double shot, starting with Lincoln Hilton's take on God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Here on Plains FM, where we're getting into the Fest of Spirit following the end of the 2018 domestic pipe band contest season. That was another Christmas favourite, of course, The Little Drummer Boy, this time a version by For King and Country there. So no piping, but certainly some good loud drumming there for sure. The 2019 domestic season, that half of our contest season begins in late January with a couple of contests on the weekend of the 26th and 27th, Turakina up in the North Island and then the Ashburton Music Festival down here in Canterbury on Sunday the January 27th. So if you're around about, that's a lovely, always a lovely afternoon to make your way down south to Ashburton. Of course, before that, there are the usual solo piping and drumming events being held up in Waipu over New Year's, and then the annual RNZ PBA Summer School here in Christchurch being held at St Andrew's College from January 6th to January 11th. So on behalf of the Canterbury Centre, I'd like to wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and certainly a prosperous New Year, and thanks for listening over the past 12 months. I'll be back again in the new year, but to finish off today's show, what could be better than the good old classic Highland Cathedral, courtesy of the Red Hot Chili Pipers. So Merry Christmas everyone, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon listening here on Plains FM.